Weyburn. The Weyburn Concert Series is kicking off a new season for 2022-23 with the folk rock sounds of duo Simon and Garfunkel, for the concert to be held on Wednesday, September 28 at the Cunye Center, starting at 7:30 p.m. Nick and Alex Chamberlain will perform the show, Homeward Bound, the music of Simon and Garfunkel, and will showcase the pair's biggest hits from the 1960s and early 70s. They will take to the stage with a full band, with both brothers playing guitar, accompanied by piano, bass and drums. "We've been performing together since we were 7 years old," said Nick, in an interview from his home in Utah. "Our show is about fun. It's as much about the things we say as about the music." He added he and his brother kid around with each other and with the audience quite a bit, and like to engage the crowd in the show. They also like to learn about the places they perform in so they can reference that in the show as well. "This show features mainly the music of Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel as they rose to fame in the 1960s, and the Chamberlain brothers have been performing it for the last 4 or 5 years. Some of the songs that fans can look forward to hearing them sing include the title song of the show, Homeward Bound, as well as tunes like Scarborough Fair, The Sounds of Silence, and a perennial crowd favorite, The Boxer. They will also include some of Paul Simon's songs after he went on as a solo artist in the 70s, added Nick. "It's a perfect combination of really great songwriting, and it's upbeat and enjoyable music," he said, "with most of the songs in the folk and rock styles of the time." The brothers have performed this show in Regina and Saskatoon, and Nick said they are greatly looking forward to bringing this music to the venues in other towns and cities in the province. "I've played these two provinces, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, more than any other. It's such a blast," said Nick. Tickets for this show, and for the concert series season, are available at the series box offices, located at Old Fashioned Foods and the Weyburn Review Office.